I am bishop for Coptic Orthodox Church in diocese in Ireland, Scotland, and Northeast England. And my duty to come here from time to time to visit our churches here and to meet our congregation and service here. And we have here in Ireland about 10 churches and monastery in Waterford for monks. And we have also a convent for nuns. It's called St. George Abbey in Mullingar in Delvin.
How many faithful Copts do you have in Ireland, do you mind me asking?
Average, because the doctors, most of them his doctors come here and they moved from place to another place. But now we have about 400 families, Coptic, and about more than 100 singles in Ireland here.
And how many would be in the, you mentioned, for example, the monastery in Waterford. How many monks would you have in the monastery?
We have, some monastery, we have two parts. Headquarters in Scarborough in England, and this is branch from them, yeah. Now we have about 12 monks together, yeah. Go to visit each other, yeah. But the number is always grows, yeah. But when we choose one, would like to come to be a monk, first he has to be an office, and maybe he spent about 3-4 years, because he need to explain this life is suitable for him or not. Yeah.
So in terms of the, just into modern day, there's been a lot of press, obviously, coverage of the situation in Egypt and how Christians are faring in Egypt. Are you able to comment, or would you like to comment about this?
In Egypt, always in Egypt, when you see the life of Coptic from 1st century till now, mm-hmm. always under persecution. But the persecution is not a big deal, because we have life and we have faith with Jesus Christ. Our nation, not here, our nation in heaven. And we have to be witness for that.
How do you grow? I mean, are you being in an apostolic sort of mindset, I suppose, how do you grow and expand, you know, beyond the community of your existing community? How do you proselytize?
We don't mention about number.
Right.
We need quality. Not number. A lot of numbers, it doesn't matter here. But we need quality. If the youth here always come to church and witness with Jesus Christ in their society and in their life, and they're ready for any time, you can give good answer why I am Christian. That's very important. Not number, but we need the quality.
There seems to be a lot of crossovers between the Roman Catholic. Obviously, we believe in the same Our Lord Jesus Christ, and I noticed upstairs in the church, for example, beautiful image of Our Lady, who we revere in the Catholic Church as well. I was also shown by Mark, you know, the relics, for example.
Yes.
And that's really a big one as well, of the saints. So how many similarities, I suppose, would you say?
It's big similarity. Well, if you can come to praise a liturgy, it is the same like Catholic Church, because Catholic Church is apostolic church, and ours is an apostolic church as well. Catholic Church starts from St. Paul and St. Peter, and we start from St. Mark, all is apostolic. And for example, when our Pope, he sent to me as a priest, before I came here, I was in Switzerland, from 1985 till 1995, 5 years here. I spent all my life, because I am a monk, I spent in Catholic monastery there. It's called Kloster Einsiedeln, near from Zurich, 30 miles between them. I have learned a lot from the abbots there and the monks there. That's good for me. And when Bob Shinoda, he sent to me here, I came here in 1990. And from 1990 to 1995, I spent in Carmelite Church here in Dublin here, 5 years with monks there, yeah. So that's good for me, yeah. I think not big difference between Catholic and Orthodox, because it's Apostolic Church and we are Apostolic Church as well, yeah.
And in terms of the Orthodox side, I mean, there's different types of Copt, is that right? So there's different rites of Copt. There's not just Orthodox, there's a different...
Copts mean nationality, no, not meaning Orthodox, no. We have Catholic Copt, we have Protestant Copt, we have Orthodox Copt. But the majority, Orthodox,
really?
In Egypt, yeah.
What lessons do you feel we could learn in Ireland from the Coptic Church?
Jesus Christ, he put commandments a lot. We have to follow these commandments. And we have Bible. Nobody now reads a Bible. Why will you start to read the Bible? And I am proud, I am Christian. All my duty, if I make a lot of duty, a lot of works, a lot of deeds, it is, the result is zero. But with Jesus Christ, it is big. For example, if Jesus Christ not one, and I put my zero beside one, it's 10. I put 6, 0, million. Without Jesus Christ, equals zero. Yeah, as I said, always say, I put Jesus Christ in front of me.
In terms of the Coptic Church within Egypt, how many people would be in Copt? How many faithful would you have in Egypt? Yes.
In Egypt, about 20 million. Yeah, but the congregation, the population in Egypt, about 100 million. One fifth is.
So 20% of the population would be Coptic Christian.
20% it's Coptic there, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And in terms of the administration, in other dioceses, I'm sure you're in the United States and around the world.
Yeah, yeah.
How many countries would you be in?
The Coptic Church is spread in all the world. In America, South America, Asia, and Africa. A lot of isles in, near from Australia. It's all the world. All over the world. About 2 million or 3 million Coptic.
Internationally, spread around internationally. You spoke of persecution earlier on as a normal part of Christian life, really, and that, you know, if one of your brethren, your ancestors, were to wake up today in today's world, it'd be the same as when they were around. Is that right?
It is the same. For example, from a few years ago, 21 in Libya, Coptic. They put them the terrorist always push them to convert to be a Muslims, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they refused 40 days under persecution and under everything, and after this they killed, and after a lot of happened in Egypt, always our choices crowded with the people. Nobody scared, nobody feared to go to the church. No.
In terms of suffering, you see suffering as a means to come closer to God?
Yeah. It's a lot of suffering. But, for example, in Menia County, Menia in Upper Egypt, a lot of churches has been burnt, and the people make the liturgy in the street. In the street, a lot of people come without fear, without anything, and most of them children and youth. Yeah. Good.
Your own suffering, though, your suffering as well, is that true? Do you want to talk about that?
I am not suffering. For me? No, I am not suffering. I don't suffer. No. Thank God. That's a grace of God, yeah. So that if God's going to give me sickness. St. Paul, he was suffering. St. Peter was suffering. A lot of time. But I am human being. I am small.
I think you're being modest, though, aren't you, really?
No. Thank you.
I mean, may I ask about, you have cancer, is that right?
I have 3 cancer.
You have 3 cancers?
Yeah, I cured my little leukemia, skin cancer, bone cancer. And I have already Parkinson's disease as well. Okay. Yeah, but I thank God.
You thank God, really?
Of course, why not? I thank God, yeah. I'm still see you. I'm still can you talk? I'm still understand what you to say. It's a taste of food. Thank God. Thank God for everything.
Do you feel it brings you closer to God?
I am closer to God everywhere. Either I am ill or not. I am close.
Okay.
Thank you very much.